All right. Hi, Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Steve Yule. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for being with me.
Oh, this is the second time I'm being with you. I was at the Unveiled event here in Manhattan some weeks ago at CES. And Steve oversees the Consumer Technology Association. And look at this, milestones in the technology industry. We're at CES. Steve is very kind to speak with me because he's a busy guy.
Well, and I'll say I overview the CTA Foundation. So I'm the charitable arm of the association, and the association runs CES. But we're glad to be part of this industry and be able to go out and do good work on behalf of the industry.
You know, there's a sign over there that says like about $500,000 worth of good work.
Yes.
What does that mean?
We give out about $500,000 worth of grants each year. In addition, we do other programs and partnerships with a variety of different nonprofit organizations. And our mission is focused specifically on aging and people with disabilities. So we fund nonprofits that are using technology to help older adults and people with disabilities. And there are some amazing programs out there. We've funded groups in New York, we've funded groups in San Diego, and a number of cities in between.
All right. Well, as Steve does know, you know, then our audience knows very well about our SeniorNet organization, which I'm on the board for around 15 years, evolved out of IBM's, retirees looking for a way to give back to the community, and teaching 50-plus how to use technology. And we have this upcoming event. So we're hoping to get the CTA involved with it, as well as IBM. And I want to say IBM right now because I guess it was today or yesterday, there was a big, big announcement about some cognitive research work along in partnership with IBM. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're very excited. During the IBM keynote yesterday, they announced the partnership with the CTA Foundation around cognitive computing. And we look at the future of computing and the power of things. You know, a lot of the public is aware of what IBM has done with Watson, you know, based on what's happened on Jeopardy. But they've moved into healthcare, they've moved into other areas. And we really see a major potential for that to have an impact on the way we age or the way we experience disability. So what they did is they approached us and asked if we'd be willing to work with them on a study looking at, you know, what are the major innovations coming in cognitive computing, not just IBM technologies, but what's out there in general, and then specifically how can this work for older adults and people with disabilities. And that's really where we're interested in seeing what are the new innovations, what are the roadblocks that are out there that we need to look at that can help enable or be overcome to help enable adoption of these types of technologies.
You know, I attended earlier this morning the Digital Health Summit.
Yep.
Okay, so in addition to over 3,000 corporations, is that right? Something like that.
Something around there.
You have these different other venues talking, so a whole nother day on digital health. You know, I was learning about Alzheimer's this morning and the concerns in that regard and utilizing technology, what's happening here to benefit somebody with that concern. Or the big word out there is caregivers.
Yep.
And so as we all age and with better health conditions, I've done interviews over Phelps, and you see all kinds of new technologies to you know, from walking to sleeping to, it's wild, isn't it?
Well, it's amazing when you look at the variety of different types of technologies we have here and what impact that will have both on all of us as consumers, you know, whether we're experiencing a disability or not. Chances are at some point we may. But if you look at smart home technology, if you look at wearable technology, you look at the health and fitness technology, all of these are coming together into a world where all of a sudden you can pull out your phone and from here I'm able to control my lighting, control my thermostat, have, you know, if I'm in bed at night and I don't want to risk getting falling and getting up in the dark, I can suddenly pull out my phone and through accessible apps have the peace of mind knowing my doors are locked, knowing that the thermostat's set to a decent level. You know, and these are fairly basic technologies, but it all comes together to create a huge opportunity for all of us as consumers. And then when you take in the caregiver aspect of, if you know your parent is on the other side of the country and you have the ability for them to grant you access to know, is the thermostat set to a different level? Or, you know, they can see different things like, you know, the door has been left open at night, and that's when they can check in and make sure everything's okay. So there's a lot of opportunity that comes from general consumer products.
You know, it's also I find, because I've done quite a few interviews here, okay? And there's definitely overlapping. And why that I feel is good, say for example, you'll be able to put a camera in your mother's home, okay? And see how she's doing with her permission, right?
Yep.
And so, but it's not only one company doing that, okay? So say there's, you know, it's like when you want to sell electronics, you go to a street that they're selling electronics. There is a little difference in each little product, but what it means is that there's a demand, right? And I think within here, even major companies are, with smaller companies, have similar products, but maybe with a little different color.
Yep.
What do you see?
And that's really the opportunity there, is everyone is innovating in their own way, looking at how they see products making a difference, and that's consumer choice. And we're all for having as many different options here at the show that we can show off, so we figure out what are the options that work best for individuals. And that's something that we're spending a lot of time looking at, is how do we make the devices work for the people who are trying to use them in the way that works best. We're not all the same. And even if you say we each have one specific condition, it doesn't mean we're all the same. We all have what we like. And that's one of the great things with consumer technology, is the ability to have different accessibility features in there.
1956, computer hard drive is developed. I mean, we have a big history here of technology and growing. So what is what you say? I also yesterday did an interview about some things and give backs in Las Vegas area in sustainability.
Yep.
That was another nice outreach that I believe you guys had some association with as well.
CTA has done a number of programs in the Las Vegas community. They have done a number of sustainability programs, trying to make the show as green as possible. And then as a foundation, we've also been engaging with the local Easter Seals of Nevada, as well as the Blind Center of Nevada, to make sure that we are giving back to the community that hosts us for this amazing show.
Well, it's very wise, you know, good corporate citizenship, which, and for our Good News broadcast, is one of the main stories. For us, that's prime time, that's front page. When a good corporation, and you're an association, and have, as I see, the realization that you have a responsibility in doing what you're doing as well. So that's really important.
Well, I wake up every day excited to go to work, because the opportunity to work with this industry and to be able to make a difference in people's lives is just, it's amazing. I mean, I absolutely love it. So, yeah, it's great to see what people are coming up with. And, you know, if you go to Eureka Park here and look at all the startup companies, there's an amazing number of them that are looking at accessible technologies that are really going to help people. And as with any startup, some of them will be around in a little while, some of them probably won't. But, you know, this is a real opportunity for them to get the name out there and to get engaged and work with others, build partnerships, speak to people like you who can really spread the word of what's out in the public. So.
The future, anything in the horizon that we might be able to let the audience know about?
There is so many amazing things coming in the horizon, and it really depends how far out you're looking, but I'm really excited about a lot of technologies that are already here, but maybe not widely adopted. Things along the lines of the smart home technologies that can really grant us total control of our environment and engagement with our friends and family around the country or around the world. And then you look even further, there's an amazing automotive component here. Look at, you know, just think about, as we're aging, one of the biggest challenges is transportation to various appointments or just going out and being social. That's one of the things people always forget. If we have the ability to have autonomous vehicles, that's going to help overcome a lot of those challenges of getting people out and being able to help reconnect us all.
Great stuff. Steve, congratulations. Two last questions. What's good news for you?
Good news is coming to CES and seeing all the amazing innovations coming here.
And the last one, because we're very involved with this World Peace Outreach in September 21st, the International Day of Peace, I've asked many people, you know, what does peace mean to them? And, you know, I think we have a lot of companies here who make our lives more peaceful. So what does peace mean to you?
I think peace is being able to live safely and independently, not fear for one's lives. And I think that, yes, there's a number of technologies here, but a lot of it is also personal, the connections that we're all able to build. And that's why it's important to come together and meet, regardless of backgrounds, regardless of histories of what we've, where we've come to this industry from, and have these conversations that can build understanding.
All right, Steve, I feel like I'm at the United Nations, if you want to know. So this place is packed with everybody from everywhere. Great. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
What's your website? Sorry.
We are at ctafoundation.tech, and people can go there and learn about all the grant programs that we're supporting, as well as various other programs we're involved in.
All right. Great energy. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.